Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We just heard from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, and I don't know if there was any way it would, but I will ask. He answered a lot of questions about execution issues, getting the ball to Nico Collins, the left guard situation. He talked a lot. Did you feel any better about the situation moving forward after listening to him?
No, not at all. First of all, though, I'd like to give a shout out to the local media that was there. That may have been the best press conference from a question detail oriented football scheme. All of the things that make it great. That may have been the best presser in terms of how the media executed it that I've heard. I thought it was tremendous. And to answer your question, it's even more concerning. From the very beginning when asked about the clock management, not having a better answer, and a better answer would have been just like, hey, we screwed that up, man. We didn't get it done. But instead, it's this whole. It's the same processes and this and that, and I'm gonna do it the same way no matter what. For me, is to get a play in and like talking around your elbow to get to your mouth, and it's concerning. It's hard to see. Like I said before, it's hard to see this thing getting better. The defense of the left guard rotation of rotating left guards, the way they're doing it, trying to justify it, trying to make it make sense. They sound silly. And again, tip my cap to the media for saying
they know it's coming too.
Well, that's the thing, they know it's coming,
that's the best they got.
I thought it was a tremendous, at the end there of just going, hey, so do you feel comfortable? I think it was Cody Stutes. You feel comfortable saying that rotating two guys at left guard is actually a better option than having one guy settle in at guard? And they don't have an answer because they then go into position flex and bring the left tackle into the situation, and boy, guys played all practiced on both sides of the football in training camp. And once again, they're asked about the wide receivers and do you feel comfortable about these wide receivers, and we go back to the cross training and how these guys played multiple positions in training camp, Ron, and I just like that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Like that you're not a good enough football team. You're not a talented enough football team. You're not an experienced enough offensive coordinator to be doing things and spending time on things like left guard, the guys rotating at left guard. You're not good enough to. I mean, I'm watching the film today, and Dari Agunbowale's in there as your third down back in critical situations in the first drive or second drive, whatever it was. Like that, like you're just not a good enough football team to act like to try and reinvent the wheel or try to be the smartest guy in the room, man. Just go do really smart, sound football, like from a protection standpoint. Like he goes in there and is talking about, you know, we try to be multiple in our protections. Hey man, your protections suck. Like how about we just figure out a way to stop A-gap pressure? How about we go into this next game and we don't let our quarterback get hit in the face by a linebacker or a defensive player that comes in the A-gap, which the A-gap guys is on either side of the center between the guards. How about we go one game and we don't do that? Instead of trying to be multiple and vary everything and all this from a protection standpoint, we've heard everything with Bobby Slowick and Nick Cayley. Everything under the sun has been attempted. Like, just cut it out, man. Just stop the A-gap pressure. Let your quarterback know that if they bring too many, the pressure's going to come off the end. And at that point in time, you can get rid of it. You got a longer time to get rid of the ball, or you can make that guy miss where you can't make a better athlete than C.J. Stroud miss when he's coming in the A-gap. Like, just play, just do the simple things, man.
Clinton, Tyler, and the listeners, the thing about it is we've seen all of the major people march up here and talk. We've heard from D'Amico three times this week. We heard from CJ. We've heard from now Nick Cayley. And Clinton, Tyler, none of them make you feel better after you, like none of them make you feel like, all right, they've at least got a handle on fixing this. They've at least, like, just, I mean, obviously actions speak louder than words, and you love it, but none of them, when you hear them, make you feel like, all right, somebody in there, you know, makes me feel a little bit better about the situation. And that it just gets worse. Like Nick Cayley knew what was coming today. Another one. There's so many where he talked about Nico Collins. Well, yeah, we do a lot to move him around and to get the ball to him. You didn't throw the ball to him for 10 plays in the game.
Third drive, right?
Joe Flacco. Yes, Joe Flacco just arrived in Cincinnati. They threw the ball 23 times to Ja'Marr Chase. 23 times.
Franchise record.
But you can't, like DJ's like, we see a lot of people seem to be, you know, able to get the ball to the guys that they want to get the ball to. Like, Rashee Rice played 14 snaps. He got 10 targets in the game. Like, in his first game back, I just, like, what are we? If you think you've been doing a good job of trying to get Nico Collins the ball, what the hell? Like, I don't know.
It's not going to be – he's got a tough task when it comes to talking to the media 7 weeks into the season when your offense has been this bad. I don't care how confident of a man or a play caller or a coach you are, when you walk out there, there's got to be a, all right, let's pull my bootstraps up. I got to go out here and this is going to be a battle. But it's the interesting thing, or the frustrating thing to me is the inability to explain the obvious ones. Like, if you're going to go out there and you're going to, again, rotate left guards in game, then you got to have me a good answer of how.
But you know it's coming. D'Amico got axed it 2 days ago. CJ, you know it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, there's nothing. There's nothing. And it just – it's insult to injury. The leaning into versatility and position flex is Bill O'Brien all over again.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is Bill O'Brien all over again, man. It doesn't matter how – you can ask specifically about one guy, and they're somehow going to tell you about training camp and about how everybody worked at every different position on both sides of the ball and everybody should be fine. That has absolutely nothing to do with it, whether anybody's fine. You need to find a good left guard. I don't give a damn where he practiced. I don't care. You need to find a left guard. I need him to play left guard at a really good level. That's it. I don't need him to be able to be a backup center and a right guard and a tackle if you need. I need you to find a left guard. Yeah. One.
Yeah, he might be out there playing right tackle for you. Right now, maybe that might be your best left guard playing right tackle. Might be your best left tackle too. All right, you know what? Now that we're talking about this, I was listening to In the Loop, and Lopez had something to say that I wonder, Clint, and the people. I wonder if you all agree with him. And this is the perfect time to talk about this because we've just heard from D'Amico the last several days. We heard from CJ. We heard from Nick Cayley just now. This is what John Lopez said, his thoughts that D'Amico may need to do when it comes to handling this offense.
But the majority of the success of those players came from offensive-minded head coaches. Think about that. The majority of the highest drafted quarterbacks went to defensive-minded head coach from 2011 to 2021. But the most success were the ones that were drafted by offensive-minded head coach. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. So we got the wrong head coach then.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's what you're putting forward here.
Yeah. Well, what I'm putting forward is let your offensive guy be by himself and get it done. Not like Bobby Slowick, but maybe, you know, look at the defensive-minded head coach, you know. He's not offensive-minded, but like Ben Johnson in Detroit, like some of these guys. Buffalo.
You think D'Amico need to back up a little bit?
I do. I do.
But we were looking at the early portions of the season and their inability to get things done.
I know
saying
Bobby
that he
Slowick
needed to come through.
It all. Bobby Slowick ruined it all, but I do.
That's interesting. I don't know about that.
I don't agree with that. Like, I think that he needs to be able to quality control this.
You got the right guy, you're going to get it done.
If you got the right guy, that's a big if.
They didn't have the right guy.
That's a big if.
All right, Reggie and Figgy seem to disagree. Your thoughts, John said he feels like he thinks D'Amico needs to back up from the offense. What's your thoughts on this?
I don't think it matters. I honestly don't think it matters.
I didn't mean to lie. I just wasn't ready for that.
I don't think it matters. I mean, what I'm watching, and I can't relay it over the radio, but what I'm watching is so bad. It's so elementary. It's so far from being winning football on the offensive side of the football. I mean, it's disgusting. There's no, like, it don't, and to, it's insult to injury to know that your head coach has been overseeing this thing for 3 months now since OTAs. It makes it even worse. But the fact I go back to this, guys, I said this when they were in the process of hiring an offensive coordinator. If you hire an offensive coordinator and you bring a guy in here and you don't even allow him to hire his staff,
it's David Culley.
He's not going to run things. He's not going, like, there, nobody's going to take this job in Houston when you know you've got Nick Caserio breathing down your neck. Do it a certain way. When Nick is on the field every single day watching over you, when now D'Amico, a defensive-minded head coach, is on the field watching over you, when you come in, you can't hire your own coaches. You've got to fit in. And then, oh, by the way, this is going to be a collaborative effort on the offensive side of the football, but you got to walk out there and talk and take the bullets every Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday afternoon. Like, nobody that has options, let's put it to you that way, because you can stumble upon something from time to time.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Nobody that has options that is highly regarded for play calling. Not a good coach, not a good tight ends coach. A play caller. Nobody's going to step into that situation. I said it when they hired him. I said it when, I mean, every time they hire a guy and just plug him in and that person doesn't go, hey, we're going to do it my way and I've got these six guys that know what my way is, or I've coached with these guys and I know exactly how they coach and this is what I want. Not you walk into the building and, hey, we're going to fire the O-line coach and keep the assistant. We're going to keep the wide receivers coach because Nick likes him, and we're going to keep this guy over here because – you know, he's got ties to New England, and we're going to – like, it just – it's set up to fail from the jump. So, I just – to me, I don't think it matters whether D'Amico Ryan – obviously, it hasn't improved anything.
No, it hasn't. They're worse across the board over the last 2 years. I mean, I heard John just was taking out Bobby. I mean, hell, they left Bobby alone, too, and I mean it looked a whole lot better than this. I'm not saying it was great, but it looked – well, the first year it was. It looked a whole lot better than this. Listen, I don't know that D'Amico's the answer, Clint, but there is nothing about things that make me believe, hey, man, just leave it up to Nick to figure it out.
Well,
there's nothing about it that says, hey, man, let's just let Nick Caley, just let him ride with it. He'll figure it out.
Just think about how bad this thing has been botched, right? I mean, and hopefully it gets better and I'm dead wrong, but when you think about how this thing's been botched, I mean, a piss-poor effort to fix the offensive line, which is such to the point that we're seeing them rotate left guards 8 weeks into the season.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.